I believe Glenn said he was going to be a little late today, so he had a dentist appointment.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Zach, how are you?
Hey, Tom. Hey, everybody. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We'll just wait another minute or two. I know that Amanda from our team should be joining us as well. So definitely need her as part of the group. So we'll just, I'll get right back to you guys in a minute or two.
Okay.
Hey, Graham, it says you're unverified. What does that mean?
On my screen, it shows everybody's unverified. So I don't know. It's weird. Teams versus Zoom. I can't keep up.
Hey, Kathy, thanks for joining us. Hi, Glenn. To see everyone.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. And hi, Amanda. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everybody.
And thank you, JR and Erica, as well, for joining us. Well, I guess we can get started. Welcome to the first edition of the Marketing Subcommittee after a long pause. And wonderful turnout. It looks like everyone's here. And, you know, one item I did not place on the agenda was establishing a chairperson, unless there's a chairperson already established that I couldn't find. So that'll be on the next agenda.
Okay.
I'm going to already put that as a future agenda item as a chairperson. So we won't pick that today, but does anybody want to volunteer to take us through the short agenda?
I will. Let's knock it out.
Okay.
Roll call. I'll let you do roll call because I don't know who's on the committee.
All right. We have Zachary.
Here.
Jack Bacon. Glenn Grabsky.
I'm here.
Graham Hughes.
Here.
Valeria Moraga.
Here.
And Kathy Rivers.
Here.
All five are here.
Nice. So some committee we got here.
Yeah, it is.
It's the best of the best.
Yeah, now I defer to people with longer tenure on the commission as to what the marketing committee was engaged in or involved in, unless you've got a rundown of it, Thomas.
I do not. And just to verify, there's nobody in the audience. I don't see any other audience members, but now would be the time if any audience members would want to chime in. But doesn't look like there's any. But no, I don't have a structured outline of what the committee is comprised of or what the goals are previously. In talking with Amanda earlier, we wanted to really use this meeting to get everyone's opinions and checks for goals and objectives for the marketing subcommittee. Amanda, I don't know if you want to throw out any input you have from previous experience on the committee.
You know, it's been so long, it's really hard to remember. Maybe Zach, you can recall it a bit more, but it was kind of focused around a lot of like business outreach and sort of special event outreach. And so as, you know, events came up, we talked about some different ways to kind of let the public know of their parking options and using our different outlets, like the website, our social media pages, and the newsletter, as well as our, you know, our connections and contacts with the district. So getting that information to like Downtown Tucson Partnership as things came up. So it was kind of as events or as, you know, different services, you know, promoting the app was big for a while, especially right after COVID or during COVID. So it was kind of all over the place. So that's one of the reasons why I mentioned to Tom of just getting an idea from you all what you had in mind of certain goals or, you know, what you want to achieve within this committee.
Thanks, Amanda. I appreciate that. So yeah, if we can open it up, taking all any and all comments. Just looking at a brief outline of what, you know, I was thinking of is, you know, discussing our purpose, key objectives, discussing any marketing goals aligned with our plans, identifying key target audiences, you know, that just like Amanda mentioned, that could be businesses and the public, the parkers, brainstorming specific initiatives in the future, like campaigns or email marketing. You know, talking about different communications channels, like Amanda mentioned, we have a lot of different types of media we can use to get information out. In the future, we can review what we've done in the past for marketing, some of the strategies and some of the what's been effective and what hasn't been, any strengths, weaknesses that are associated with that, and then any specific projects that we have in mind, any specific events or projects. I know that Park Tucson put on hold we were going to do an app in our garages, and we did have the app in our garages. We didn't re-up the subscription on that because we didn't feel the money was worth it. It was just going to work at Pennington, and we have to purchase some additional equipment in order for that app. And it's actually not going to be an app anymore. It would be like a text-to-pay website. That's something we can put on the future agenda item. We were going to wait till July the next fiscal year to roll that out. So those are some examples there. And any next steps that we want to take.
So probably if we identify upcoming changes, whether it's rates, hours, whatever it may be, and how we communicate that. I know when we had talked about how you're going to communicate the neighborhood plan out, you very effectively out of your office used the council offices to have that included in their newsletters. So I think there are a couple of channels. One is internal and making sure that we've got communications that are designed and can adapt to the internal City of Tucson platforms. And then there's external communication when we're trying to communicate to the public. And that'll generally be probably via social media, right? Or press releases or something like that. So I think identifying those activities, items, or occurrences in advance would illuminate our work, and then we'd design a plan around each of them versus designing a plan hoping something happens. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I definitely hear you on that. Graham, that's definitely the way to go. We'll come up with the next programs, specific events, and changes, like you mentioned, and have a plan for each. Amanda's helped develop communication plans for us, and I think that we can definitely use that as a baseline and tailor each project, each communication plan for each project. And Amanda can probably walk us through what works, what doesn't, and what the approaches would be for each. Absolutely.
And do you have a budget for this sort of thing in your overall allocation? Like if you needed to,
Glenn's like no.
No, there's no line item. I don't think. Thomas, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm right. Right. Let me ask you a question. Does DOTM have, obviously they have a PIO, right? But do they have someone that's working social media, kind of like, or do you have to refer back to like Rappaport or Squire or something like that in the tower, you know? Cause if you all have someone working social media, I got to think that could save you some money as opposed to going to an outside source to work it.
Absolutely. Amanda, can I defer to you for the initial response to that? Because we do have, you know, in our budget, we can pay for, we can allocate some funds for that type of activity. But we do have a team that Amanda's on that provides some of those services.
Yeah, so the social media accounts run through transportation. So I do oversee or have access to our social media accounts specifically for Part 2 Sun as well as DTM. And then we do work with the city manager's office if we want to, you know, help spread the word out even more and use the city of Tucson's social media accounts.
Gotcha. All that is so basically Amanda, so are you saying you're the one working the social media?
Yes, currently.
Are they paying you a lot of money? Because you seem to do a lot of stuff.
Could you tell them that? That'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
I'll let Tamir know.
Okay, thank you. But yeah, so it's really all under the city's, you know, line item budget for that type of platform.
One of the things that I'd like to maybe add to a future agenda item is just an opportunity to discuss with kind of what Glenn and Amanda are saying. So on our screens at the theater and Tool and R Bar, I was working with this with Donovan. Donovan got me a great slide of where to park after dark. And it includes all the garages. And what I thought might be, again, for us to discuss as a group is one of the things that's been working at the Rialto is we literally, I mean, Glenn, I don't know if you guys use coasters at the venue. I don't know how many bars do, but this is just this little tiny square piece of cardboard with a QR code that we could leave at our bars, that could be at the Children's Museum. Because one of the things we've discussed is that trying to get the app on your phone when you're parking, especially at night or whenever, can be difficult in entering. This way, I think, because if we're on a limited budget, we create an incredible page with all of the parking information, how to sign up, and you can just, we can leave everywhere, at ATC, Children's Museum, all throughout downtown where people pick up this little card. If anyone says anything about parking, a bartender could hand it to them. They get to screenshot that, and it will take them to a page, Amanda, whether it's a social media page or whatever it is, that says, this is how you sign up for parking. Here are the zones that parking are this. And that way, the QR code always remains the same. We could order thousands of these, and they can remain in downtown businesses. And then we can just update the information on the page that, hey, this zone is changing. This zone is terrible during the street fair. Just a thought where we could kind of keep everything online, but also have something tactile that people can put in their wallets. And again, if they can't figure it out, they can go sit down at dinner, and while they're waiting for their food, they can, you know, look it up and figure out how to do it.
I think, you know, obviously Donovan try to keep up with that and did a good job of keeping up too with what each lot cost, right? But I love this idea about a QR code and going to a page where the information's there. And I think it's going to would make life easy. Just obviously build the amount of work to build it out correctly is it would be a little bit of time consuming, but in the long run, I think it would work. I would be happy to post that throughout the TCC. Obviously, the marquee is I can do that easily. On the new digital kiosks and stuff, we're still sorting out who controls what type of media. And so until I get total control, I can't promise anything. But I will do my best to get it out there. But I think that's a great idea. And it's Kathy, just an FYI, I told Thomas this, we are going to a QR code. You pay via QR code here very, very soon. We're getting rid of our pay as you come in kind of thing. We think it's going to increase how quickly people get in. Hopefully it'll be better. And I think actually in the long run, it's going to increase revenue for us. So just trying to get up to the 21st century. But we're going to be going QR codes for parking, period.
Yeah, and we've found that our donations have increased once we created, like I said, it's a tiny little square piece of cardboard that fits in a tiny wallet. And we have found that our donations have increased because people, when they sit down before a show, they scan it and they can sit in their chairs waiting and make donations to the Rialto. What's interesting about QR codes is they really started to gain popularity before COVID, but then it died because of COVID. And now it's like they're coming back. People are really getting used to using them again.
Yeah, I agree with you. During COVID, actually, it was like, wait, I don't want to use this to see a menu. Hand me a menu. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's over. Yeah. And so I think something like that would be great. Quick information. You know, you just need to keep up on that page. That page needs to get built out correctly, and it needs to have, you know, updated, you know, with in a timely manner.
Yeah, so if the QR code is the same, the content on the page changes as circumstances change. But we're not having to go back and redesign the collateral or the leave behind piece.
Yeah.
No, it's just your link to this is where you go to.
Yeah. Right?
Matter of fact, Graham, you can probably put them with ambassadors.
Yeah. So, Kathy, for the win, meeting adjourned.
Awesome. An agenda item. And again, I think just on whatever collateral we create, we remind folks that this page is updated awesome, and often, so keep coming back.
So it can be a constant communications piece rather than event or circumstance specific. We just flood the zone with this information.
Yeah.
And the key to making it successful is that that page has to be accurate and it has to be current.
And then if we do any advertising in print or in media, we can add that there. Because, again, if you're not used to coming to the downtown area and it's 4th Avenue Street Fair, you could say, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to, you know, grab that QR code. I'm going to look online. And now I'm being told, okay, Centro Garage sells out first for 4th Avenue Street Fair. I should try and look over at the tool area. I think that, you know, depending how much we can manage the information, just writing on there, remember that information changes. So keep coming back.
Yeah,
and we could talk further when we get into it more, because at that point, if you're talking about, you know, getting information about what sells out first via this or that,
that's,
you
know, a lot.
What we should be looking at is engaging some influencers. All right, I'm 65 years old. I can't believe I just said that.
You did.
Wow, I'm recording this.
I think you should start.
Wait, let's do print.
We'll have Tucson Foodie, Tucson Doobie, and Tucson Parky.
But then as appropriate, our individual organization, Zach's, ours, anybody else in the group can then push that out, pick that up, tag that, and push it out on their channels for more distributions. And those are going to the right people, whether it's 4th Avenue merchants and everybody else. So.
Yeah.
Zach, okay. You're awfully quiet. What do you think?
I mean, I didn't have to say anything. You all came up with the marketing plan yourselves. No, I think it's a good idea. Like, we use a similar thing for the weekend report that we send out, where we don't necessarily have to update the information. We just update the hyperlink. So if you go to downtowntucson.org/this weekend, you'll always get the most up-to-date weekend report. Same thing for a lot of different like shortened hyperlinks. So no, I think that's a really good idea. Obviously blast it out through our channels. And then I think like pretty much the single sort, and I don't know this, and Tom, maybe you would know better, but I think this, that map that you guys have of all the parking, where it actually lists all of the parking garages, U of A's parking garages, with like a little U of A icon. You click on it, it tells you the hours. Even though that's not a Park Tucson parking garage, people that are unfamiliar with downtown U of A, 4th Avenue, they don't care who owns it or manages it. They just know that there's a parking garage somewhere in that area. So yeah, I think everything you guys said is great. And yeah, I'm thinking that map, I don't know if that's the best thing to take them to, or if it's a landing page where it has the find parking. You know, there's already a web page that Park Tucson has. So yeah, those are my 2 cents.
Okay.
I think to that point, and Tom, I don't know how possible this could be, but using that map that we currently have and maybe making it look a little more user-friendly and adding some of those major entertainment venues as a marker of where people are trying to go, and so they can clearly see where a parking garage or lot is in relation to the, you know, the TCC or the Rialto, you know, Congress, things like that. I wonder if that's something that we can look into.
Absolutely. I think this is all great information. And, you know, what you're talking about, Amanda, is making sure people are aware how close parking is to these events that they're going to these landmarks, these venues. We were just talking with the boss the other day about the perception of how far parking is sometimes. If you don't see where you're going to walk to, you feel like it's far away. If there's a big building in front of you and you're parking, wait, this told me to park 2 blocks away, but I don't see it. It feels like it's further away than what it really is. And having those landmarks, those venues on the map, and our parking locations will show people, look, this is really close. Trust us, you know, this is convenient. Absolutely. Those are all good things.
I've worked with Donovan previously on something similar, but the map is always static. So it was something I sort of built, and obviously things change quite frequently, especially restaurants in the downtown area. So something that could be a little bit more interactive and, you know, up to date, I think would be super helpful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, friendly. Good call.
Yeah, no, this conversation is definitely getting the wheels turning in our brains. And I think, you know, between now and the next meeting, Amanda, the team, and I will meet and discuss all these and come back to the group with some ideas what this could look like.
Awesome. So in terms of goals and objectives, creating a universal source and destination for the most current parking information and updates is the number one agenda item.
All right. Noted.
I don't know if you guys, Kathy, if you felt it, or Zach, you did. Glenn, you probably did. We just had a gangbusters October in downtown. Beat last year by close to 13% in occupancy at downtown hotels. And the thing about that is that the average rate went up about 14% over October of 23. So we've been kind of on even ground, couple points up, couple points down. October was a game changer. The number one reason was University of Arizona Family Weekend and Homecoming were both in October this year. Last year, one was in September. The other was in November. So those things came together to really make downtown lodging the centerpiece of the market in the month of October.
Wow. That's awesome.
I saw a lot of parents around downtown, that's for sure, in October. Yeah.
My programming was actually down from the last 2 years, but the last 2 years were just sensational, over-the-top demand. So I'm more back to where I was. But my KPIs, all my per caps, everything else has been through the roof. So liking that, because everyone's been saying, oh, no, recession coming. Everyone's going to hang on their money. We'll see.
Well, yeah. Let's keep talking about that. Yeah, we had 45 shows in October and made less money this year than we did last year. So more shows, less people came out. I'm not saying that's a trend. We're not ready to talk about that as a trend, but we are watching it because it was quite interesting.
Yeah, I will watch it because the people I talk nationally are saying that. I'm just thankful that I escaped it.
How do you get 45 shows in? You do matinees or?
They got a couple venues.
Okay, multiple venues.
It's like me saying I have 1,200 event days a year.
There's not 1,200 days in a year.
Yeah. Come here on a Saturday. It's five things going on. It's all good.
Yeah, Glenn, last weekend, didn't you have rodeo, roadrunners, something at Linda Ronstadt?
Yeah, we had something Symphony, at. Yeah, we had Symphony PBR last week at PBR. So we had the Bulls. I can't remember what else. Got no roadrunners because the ice was covered with dirt.
Yeah.
So they're back practicing Tuesday morning.
Wow.
All good.
But your hockey rink is up, right? So that's the first communication, Tom, is we have to tell everybody they can't park on church.
Okay.
All those 12 spots, okay, are good spots. Yeah, all the ice rinks back up, knock on wood. We'll have it up and open by Saturday. You know, weather says it's warming up, so we'll see.
I did see the communication go out about that. I know on the city internal email that was a topic on the city distribution for employees too. So we've been made aware of it.
Yeah, and Department of Transportation is looking at some spots. So dealing with everything, that's all good. So yeah, so basically open to the public starting Sunday. Buy tickets, come skate. Don't break anything.
Right.
How frequently will the committee meet, Tom?
So according to the previous schedule, it's every other month. And do we want to keep that schedule? It's the third Wednesday at 4 p.m. every other month. So the next meeting wouldn't be until January.
I think that's fine. And in the event we don't have new business to discuss, we can forfeit the meeting and just punt it. No sense in making time, but I think if we plan to get together again in January on that schedule, that'll work. Is there anything urgent that needs to be addressed, do you think, other than what we were just discussing between now and then?
No, I don't think so. JR, Amanda, if you have anything to suggest, I know that, you know, December, there are some events, you know, coming up that we will promote. There's the Parade of Lights, you know, coming up, and a few other things coming up in December. But I'm not sure as far as, you know, changing anything or getting the committee's guidance on that. I think, Amanda, you're going to be status quo pretty much on the outreach that we do for those type of events.
Yeah, I'll continue to make some posts on our Facebook and Instagram. And then as well as our newsletter from our listserv that people have registered for to send out information about those upcoming events. So, I think that'll get us through, you know, like December and New Year's Eve. There's a lot of events around there, too. So we can do that. And then we'll, you know, maybe we'll start working on that landing page that we can link to the QR code to have something or a draft ready for you guys in our next meeting in January.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Amanda. And Amanda, we send out a newsletter to, and this is a specific parking newsletter, right, that you're referring to?
Correct. Yeah, it's there's a link on the website for people to sign up to get parking updates. It's again, there's no real hard template to it. It's as things come up, or you know, updates on any events for that specific week or upcoming weeks. So really any information that Park Tucson wants to put out, we can put in that newsletter.
Excellent. Yeah, we definitely encourage everyone to sign up for that. And I know I get it. You know, we don't put it out on a scheduled basis, right? Only, you know, as needed, right?
Yeah, we tried keeping kind of a regular schedule, but it was hard to keep up with. And yeah, really kind of dependent on events or things that are coming up.
Right. Thank you, Amanda. Appreciate that. And we'll make sure to make sure that is clear on our website and is easy to find. That's the parking update, the news. I'm just looking at it on the website now. And so just so everyone can see, I'll just share real quick what we're talking about here. So if you go to Park Tucson, and then right here's the news parking update. It takes you to this page. And then here's the archived newsletters from the past. And you can sign up. Oh, did I miss the, probably missed the sign up. Here it is, right at the top. Please subscribe me to Park Tucson's event page. So here's the sign up page. So there's the just how you get to that, to sign up for the newsletter. I think we have some goals and objectives, and we're going to meet and talk about how this QR code to create the landing page and a common area to receive information about parking and events. And I think this is good. And then getting to the business card, something tangible that people can hold and give out. I know I have my DTP card with me at all times, so it's definitely useful. So thank you guys.
Excellent. You said there was no call to audience. There was nobody else out there that wanted to talk at us?
It does not appear so, unless someone's hiding.
Yeah. Is there any other items or issues that the committee should discuss?
I have none requested at this time.
For determined future agenda items, I would make a motion to adjourn our committee meeting.
I would second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you very much, everyone. We are adjourned. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
All right. It's been
fun. Thank you guys for all the help.
Appreciate it.
Thank you all.